Thanks for coming back to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. Sam Witwer, Sam Huntington, and Megan Rath stars Aiden, Josh, and Sally on Sci-Fi's Being Human, the story of a vampire, werewolf, and ghost roommates, started its second season last week and moves the series far and away from its BBC counterpart. Last year, I talked to them right before the series premiere. They were excited about the show and eager to see how audiences would respond to it. Well, they didn't have to wait too long. The show garnered great ratings and was quickly given a second season. I talked to the Sams and Megan on a conference call about the new season, how their characters have grown, and if there are any specific challenges that they had to face in season two. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help, and don't forget that we also sell casting director and agent mailing labels and have a bunch of other cool actor services available. You can check that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Sam, and Megan.
If you could just talk a little bit about what it's been like to film season two and maybe touch upon some of the bigger things people will see happening. What it's like for you guys to go back to the set for season two and how it's different to play these characters in the second season.
Sam, you want to start?
Sure. We love this show so much. I think I can speak for all of us when I say that. And so we were all really, really, really excited to get back. And the funny thing is, I personally expected it to feel a lot like just one giant bout of deja vu. And to be honest, like, it really just felt as though we never had the hiatus. It just felt like, because it was all the same crew and a lot of the same cast, and it just felt like we had like maybe a 2-day break and then we just rolled into season two. It was bizarre, but at the same time it was great because I felt like we were able to really just pick up right where we left off, and which was a really cool spot. So, anyway, like that.
Yeah, I guess I didn't expect to be, I mean, I, okay, there's me and Sammy and Megan, and we bonded, I think, all the way back during our first audition together, but I guess we were so exhausted after the first season. I for months afterward, even the thought of doing season two would make me sleepy, be tired. And when we got back, I guess I hadn't expected to be as happy to see everyone as I was. The crew and all the directors and everyone, and that kind of carried for me. That carried me through the season. I never felt like I wasn't as exhausted this year. Something about having a successful season one behind us and knowing the characters and having that momentum that was really positive this year.
Yeah, and I think it was just script wise. It was a lot easier to just fall back into it this year because there was no establishing who our characters were and what our circumstances were. We just jumped right into it, and that's reflective of the first episode. We just get right into the story immediately, which was really great.
Absolutely. And, you know, and in the first season, there was so much heavy lifting on everyone's part to establish these characters and to try to make this all work. And now we had what do you guys think? I think we had a little bit of confidence going in this time.
Much more.
Yeah,
I mean, there was so much uncertainty in season one. You know, it's like,
yeah.
I would imagine like any television show, season one is just you're kind of like, you know, biting your fingernails the whole time, just saying, you know, to yourself, God, I hope people like this, watch this.
Right, and you're second guessing yourself.
Yeah.
What about that storyline? How you know, what's coming up? How season two felt different and just like the stories you're getting to tell?
It's extremely different. It's very, very different. It's if season one was about putting these people who are at risk into a safe environment, well, season two is all about what is that risk about? And I think it's inevitable with these people and their adversities, you know, the specific risks that they have in terms of, you know, vampire, werewolf, and ghost. What do those conditions mean? And basically what it means is these people are in trouble, and we're going to see a lot of that trouble this year. We're going to see why they need so badly to have a sanctuary, because things get a little bit darker this year.
I was wondering, it seems like your characters this season are sort of tempted by the darker parts of their natures and are put in situations where that comes out. I was wondering how you maintain sort of their humanity when playing the dark parts and what kind of challenges there are in doing that.
Well, Sam, Meg, go for it.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I think for me it's important to keep in mind that these are real people and not to get sucked into the supernatural element of the whole thing. What makes the show different is that we're not playing into the supernatural stereotypes. We are trying to play these as regular people. So for me it's a lot about just keeping in mind what I would do in this kind of situation. And what's great about the show is that it's really asking, what would you do if you were put in this situation? And so I think that's where the humanity comes from. Just being a good person and being faced with these challenges that sort of question your morality and your values.
Yeah, I think Megan is absolutely right with that. For example, in television, we've kind of seen everything, including vampires, werewolves, and ghosts, and we've seen people get killed and all kinds of crazy stuff. What we're trying to do as three actors is we're trying to bring as much humanity into those events as possible. For example, if someone dies, we're going to show you, hopefully, we're going to tell a story where you realize that that is an awful, awful sacrifice, or that something has happened that is really, really terrible. It's all about the characters' reactions, and you know, I mean, these three characters are the eyes through which the audience watches the show. So we're really trying to keep our reactions to all this giant supernatural stuff very, very grounded. And in terms of the dark stuff that comes up, you know, I mean, the messed up thing is that at first you'll see our characters react with horror and shame and all this awful stuff, and then as time goes on, you might see them kind of get used to it, and that hopefully will be a very sad thing to watch.
Yeah, I think you just like kind of hit the nail on the head. I mean, a lot of times on the show, I can say I think the characters are almost seeing these horrible things happen for the first time, so they're almost like the audience, you know, they're viewing these things, and so hopefully that, you know, that's what the audience can kind of grasp onto, and also it helps, as an actor, it helps inform what you do, because you're like, okay, well, what if this person was killed, but what would the ramifications, what emotionally, what would that mean to me, and how would that affect me, and how would that affect every aspect of my life, so it's cool, it sets the show aside. We don't just roll over these issues, we actually tackle them. So
yep. One of the things that we all know about this show is that you guys as actors and as the characters you portray have this really likable chemistry, and it's a very believable thing because, you know, you guys actually seem to get along with one another. So from season one to season two, and this is sort of expanding on what a previous caller asked, how are you guys interacting differently as actors on set? Do you trust each other more? Do you seek out advice from one another about how to deal with a scene? Do you feel more comfortable to fight and push back? How has your chemistry kind of changed as actors this sophomore year?
I do not do a scene without first consulting Sam Whitmore.
That's true.
He coaches me.
I give her the okay whether she should do it or not. And sometimes,
right?
Sometimes she shouldn't do it. I'd be like, look.
Often it's no, don't do it.
You have to march back to the producers and tell them you're not doing this.
Yeah. Miserable. It's miserable. And I'm on the outside looking in. And I'm just sitting there in my trailer waiting it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's terrifying because Megan has almost gotten fired several times because of things that I've told her to do. But
exactly.
It's just what
has
to happen.
And the weird thing is she's so loyal to Whitwer that she won't say, like, no, there's this guy who's telling me not to do this.
Yeah. Me and Megan have this relationship where it's a little bit like the bond between kidnapper and victim.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a little bit like that. Brainwashed.
Yeah.
And I have Stockholm Syndrome.
That's it.
So if this is partially answering your question, like, we really like hanging out. We really do. And this year, the three characters, they get split up a little bit, and they go off on their own little journeys. And for us, that just made us appreciate every time that we had a scene together all the more. And you know, I think there's like one or two scenes with us at least in every episode with all three of us. But I think our favorite episode to shoot was this episode that's coming up down the line, where we're in every scene together throughout the whole episode. That was kind of, for us, it was like, oh, this is the way to do it. This is the way to do the show. We're each other actors.
It's what the show is about. And, you know, to be honest, like, we were comfortable with each other instantly on set. Our relationship in that regard hasn't changed. I feel like we, like, pretty much learned who each other were, you know, by halfway through the first season, not even, and have, you know, our friendship has grown and built and everything, but we have so much trust and faith in one another, and like, I just know, and we just know that when we're in a scene with one another, it's going to work, and there's going to be that shorthand, and it's going to be fun, and it's going to be loose, and it's going to be natural, and you just have that confidence going into it. And then, in all seriousness, like, I think we also, I can speak for myself anyway, when I have a question, or if I have a concern, or if I, you know, I'm struggling with a piece of motivation, or I always ask Sam or Megan what they think, and I could, because I respect and love them so much and trust them so much. So it really is truly, as lame as that sounds, it's kind of true, and also very, I feel very fortunate to have that relationship with them.
I think something that's really cool about our relationship, this thing with me and Sammy and Megan, is that both of those actors can do a whole bunch of stuff that I can't, and I think that's really awesome. Like, there's not a lot of overlap in terms of personality and ability, so we all have our own turf with which we have to play with, but at the same time, I love watching an episode and seeing what they're doing, because it's like, wow, look at all the stuff that they're bringing that I frankly don't know how to do. I love watching them and then stealing from them where I can.
Thievery.
Yeah,
I mean, the best thing about it is that the trust level has gone up so much, and for me, these two guys are the people I trust most on set, and you always feel like in scenes, you're in good hands, like, you're never questioning if this is the direction the scene is supposed to go in, and because it just always works every time we're together. We just are able to feed off each other in a way that I've never experienced before.
There's a scene in episode one, it's actually online right now, It's the scene that they teased, the scene in the kitchen,
yeah, right,
where Kristen comes down and she's like, you know, I pulled this you know, high school reunion invitation out of the trash can, and Megan's very funny and Kristen's very funny. Anyway, I remember that was like, obviously it's episode one, so you get the set and, you know, we're shooting that scene. I'm like, God, is this, like, I couldn't tell what I was doing. Like, it was still so fresh in the process of season two, and we were like getting back into it, and I was like, man, I really, you know, this feels good, but I really hope it's working. And then you see that scene, and I personally think it's fantastic. Like, it just nails the relationship. It picks back up exactly where it left off, and I was just so happy to see that.
And also, Kristen Hager is just wonderful.
Oh, God,
this season, she's so great. She is such an
amazing
talented actress. Yeah, and we, it should be noted, we feel tremendously bonded to Kristen as well. You know, she's one of us, and it's really awesome when we see someone that we've worked with for so long and that we've bonded with come to set, like, oh, it's her, it's Kristen. You know, she's there a lot, so that's good.
Yep.
Well, I gotta say that the first two seasons, or first two episodes that I've seen look really good, and it's great to have you guys back, and hopefully we'll see you in New York at some point.
No,
yeah,
later.
Karen.
Well, they're talking about that sci-fi digital press tour thing. I don't know if that's actually going to, or the whatever, the sci-fi upfront,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was.
I don't know.
That. Yeah. All right, well, that would be great.
All
right, buddy.
See you guys.
Laters.
See ya.
Well, next question is from the line of Jamie Ruby from scifivision.com. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, guys. It's great to talk to you again. Thanks for doing this.
Hi.
Hi there. Oh, I guess.
Thanks for coming.
And also to Sammy, I read your tweet. Congratulations to you and your wife. So.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
What was the tweet, Sam?
Oh, I just told everybody that Rachel's pregnant.
Wait, Rachel's pregnant?
Yeah, I know, dude. She has been for like 8 months now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I know, dude. She's gigantic.
Whoa. Okay. That was awkward. I'm like, should someone say something? Does she need to take a job?
Just and it's unhealthy belly weight too. You know.
Well, it's, you know what it is? It's the way that dudes gain weight, just right
exactly.
In the gut.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Granted, yeah. She has been drinking lots of beer lately.
Well, she's an alcoholic.
Yeah. It's a problem. My first tweet of that round was my favorite one, which was just basically like, guys, I need to tell you something before you find out through one of our mutual friends, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
And then I just let that one sit for a little while.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. I love Twitter.
You know, and I'm sure the press is loving us right now. What's the question?
No, although I will say, you need to get on Twitter. But anyway, I was just going to ask, is there any, for all of you, is there like a specific senior moment or something that is going to happen this season that you're kind of really excited to see the fans' reaction to?
Totally.
Yes.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We couldn't even start about it right now because we would be fired. But there are huge, huge moments for each of us this season that happen sort of midway through. For all of us. I don't want to say too much. Bill's going to kill me. But there's definitely a lot to look forward to. With some really shocking things happening.
Yeah, definitely.
Shocking is the right word. Definitely.
Yeah. I'm still shocked.
Sorry.
I'm in a state of deep shock even right now.
You sound shocked.
I'm shocked.
Oh, my God.
Well, is there anything maybe that was really challenging this year specifically that you could talk about, or is that all?
Sammy, there was, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, for me, like, I think we all have very, very, like, that's kind of what's cool about the job, to be honest, is you're challenged every day you go to set. You know, you're always challenged by this wonderful material, this material that, you know, makes you really, really think you know, it forces you to become a better actor. I had several moments this year that, you know, where I got to places emotionally that I'd never gotten to before on a set, and so I'm, you know, you asked if there's moments that we're excited about. Yeah, those are some of the moments. You know, the moments that that are emotional and big, and it's crazy. It's what's so cool about the show.
For me, there was
every single day, I felt like I was being pushed by the writers and the creators just for what they had planned for me. Mm. And I had this feeling so often where I came to set and I'm looking at the scenes and I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. You know, when I read the script, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I think that is where you really grow as an actor when you're scared.
Yep.
And there was definitely a lot of that this season.
Yeah,
and also there's a lot of, like, you don't want to let them down. You know, they've given you this material.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to let them down. You want to do it justice. And
yeah, the real challenge, I think, this year, it was, you know, we've lived with these characters for a season now, and so it's like, okay, what can we show, what new sides of this character can we show? I talked about how last year we had the tremendous luxury of going in and not really doing a pilot, just going in and knowing that we had 13 episodes, so we could be leisurely about when we were going to show certain sides of the character. You know, when you do a pilot, you're trying to sell the pilot, sell the character, sell this, sell that, so you're trying to show them as much as you can. But because we didn't do that, I felt, but you know, we all felt just sort of patient. Like, okay, well, I'm not going to show you anything in the first episode. How about that?
Right.
You know, like,
right. All right. I'm going to show you this little piece, and I'm going to do the best job I can at this one bit.
just one little thing, and then you know, and later on, you knew that there were going to be opportunities to show more and more of the character. And so this year, it's, you know, we've established the characters pretty thoroughly last year, and so this year it's like, okay, well, what new can we show you? And I feel pretty confident that all three of us you're going to see. Well, not pretty confident. I've seen. we've all seen like 9 episodes so far. We do get to know these different sides of these characters in big ways. And the other big challenge this year is that we shot everything a little bit faster. We had less time to do stuff in for various reasons. And so there were several things that I had to do that I was very, like Megan was saying, like, how am I going to do this? And I had one take to get it right. And so that was a little bit frightening, but I think it all turned out all right. I've seen the stuff, and it's like, okay, well, I think it works.
They edit you really generously.
Yeah, they're very kind to you, Sam.
They are. It's not what he's doing on the set. It's what the editors do. Right. The editors are I was about to swear. The editors are absolutely fantastic. They're really, really good. I've seen them save me on countless occasions. And Huntington, forget about it. I mean, there's no performance on set. It's all in the editing room.
It is. It's literally, I show up and it's basically just gibberish. You'll notice that I never say a line on camera. and then Sam and Whitwer has to go in and loop it for me.
Yeah,
going and actually like be like, well, this is what I'm saying now. And I'm,
I do a really good Sam Huntington impression. Yeah,
very important.
Yeah,
I was really lucky to have Sam there to craft Josh. Yeah, really, really lucky.
Since you guys have had a successful season behind you, in playing these characters, do you guys have a ton of input in terms of plot points or the direction of where these characters are going to go?
No.
No, not at all.
Well, with a caveat, if we get far enough behind, yes, we do.
Yeah.
I felt like I had quite a bit of input by the end, but that was really, that wasn't necessarily out of design. It was more necessity. There were problems that needed to be solved, and as you know, all three of us, it's while we're not responsible for the macro shape of the show, we do at this point. I think we can safely say we know our characters better than anyone. So. There was, for me, I can't speak for Sammy and Megan, but there was, for me, a little bit of diving in and helping solve certain problems and saying, hey, listen, here's what Aiden would do, you know?
Yeah,
right.
WWAD.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, there were moments that you're like, you know, you have a very minimal but a certain amount of contact with our writers and showrunners, and so you know, if you have a question or something, you can always ask, or if you have a concern, you know, sometimes it gets listened to. But yeah, I mean, generally speaking, they make the Sam said it right. They you know, on a macro level, they kind of pilot the ship.
They do, and they do a really good job of coming up with really interesting turns and twists.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and my other question was, I guess, how long did it take you guys to shoot the season, and like how many hour days did you have?
It took about 5 months. We started in July and finished in December, and the days can go pretty long, you know, sometimes 14, 15 hours, depending on the day, depending at what point we are in the schedule, how behind we are.
Your occasional 18, 19-hour day thrown in.
Yeah.
But there were more of those 18, 19-hour days last year than there were this year.
Definitely.
And also consecutively last year. That was what was weird. That's what really took, you know, you'd have a beastly 3 days, and it would just take it out of you for like 3 weeks, you know what I mean? That's kind of was the unfortunate thing about the end of last season. It was hellish, you know.
Thanks, guys, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thank you so much for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.